In the final part of this series, entitled Taking Off the Costume, we will hear how Maryland and Delaware's lack of statewide gender identity anti-discrimination laws affect transgender individuals and their ability to find employment, stable housing, and safe environments. According to a survey conducted in 2009 by the National Center for Transgender Equality and the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, the current unemployment rate for transgender individuals is 14%, almost double the national average, which does not take gender identity into account. Mr. Mills, an African-American trans male who has held positions as a therapist and caseworker, says the unemployment percentages may be higher for trans people of color who face a unique set of challenges.
About 34% of us have an income of less than $10,000 a year. How can you survive on that? We're doing it, you know, but we might have to do other things we don't want to do. About 49% of us attempted suicide, you know, because we don't have the supports around us.
Mills works with an organization called BlackTransMen.inc. He said attempts are made to connect African-American trans men with the paid labor force, as some men turn to prostitution when employers turn them down because of their appearance. Angelina has mostly been employed in administrative and domestic fields. She is currently unemployed and says she has not felt comfortable disclosing her gender identity to previous employers, but in some cases, the disconnection between her former masculine name and her feminine presentation clued employers in and disqualified her from a position.
If I filled out resume or applications, I would have to explain the different names and stuff like that. It would come to the point where everything was going great and they wanted me, and then when I go to fill the stuff out and then they see that and all of a sudden they have a different reason.
Carrie Evans, Executive Director of Equality Maryland, says transgender employees may have to make a choice between disclosing, which may be detrimental to their comfort level at work, or keep their identity hidden, which may be detrimental to their health.
The level of bladder infection for trans folks just horrifically high because of how many times they refrain from using the restrooms because of fear of violence or being ridiculed. So they hold it, you know, yeah, some days 8 hours at work. I've heard trans people say.
But transgender individuals' use of public accommodations like bathrooms are one aspect that opponents often take issue with. A group called Maryland Citizens for Responsible Government launched a campaign called Not in My Shower in response to Baltimore County's gender identity anti-discrimination bill, which the group calls the Peeping Tom Law. In one of the group's press releases distributed in January of 2012, one of the talking points read, forcing racial minorities and women to recognize transvestite men and women and share toilet facilities endangers females and their sense of well-being. The group also believes cross-dressing is a mental illness which can constitute a form of erotic fetish. The Baltimore County Council did pass the Gender Identity Anti-Discrimination Bill in February of 2012. However, the so-called bathroom amendment, which would have allowed trans women to use female-designated bathrooms and vice versa, was not approved. Angelina, a trans female who lives in the Baltimore area, contradicts the campaign's stance, arguing that transgender people are not suffering from a mental illness and are not deviant.
It's not the Jerry Springer show. You know, we're normal human beings. It's not a sexual fetish or fantasy. It's not a lifestyle. It's who we are. We're just weren't assigned the right gender or not born in the right body.
Owen, a field organizer for Equality Maryland and a trans male, said he has a personal interest in the protections that Equality Maryland and its coalition of supporters and organizations are trying to grant.
I'm just as much part of those statistics as anybody else is. I've been homeless. I have been denied housing. I have lost a job because of being transgender. I have been mistreated at work because of being transgender. I've been kicked out of restaurants. I've been kicked out of both women's rooms and men's rooms.
He is also a hate crime victim. One out of two incidents happened in Baltimore City, which is one of the 150-plus counties and cities nationwide that have passed legislation to ban gender identity discrimination. Still, a few years ago, when Owen entered a grocery store dressed, in his words, in drag, for an event, a group of young people confronted him, initially thinking he was someone else. And once they followed him out to the parking lot, the harassment turned physical.
Eventually they realized I wasn't the person, but they had already started shoving me, and at some point they had ripped my shirt and they could see that I had an ACE bandage around my chest. Mm-hmm. To which case, then they started calling me the F word and, you know, started talking about how I hadn't met the right man. And, like, then they were talking about how, oh, you want to be a man. If you want to be a man, you need to fight like a man. They beat me up pretty good. I had a black eye, fat lip, a couple of my ribs were broken.
Owen said the incident was reported, but no charges were ever pressed. Allie, who identifies as transgender, has lived in Maryland and Delaware and remembers one incident that took place in Sussex County when he was living full-time as a female.
I was in a post office parking lot, and some guy was yelling threats out of his truck window. He was gonna go get a shotgun and take care of me. I was just going to the post office, you know, to mail some stuff off. I was quickly getting into my car and getting out of there.
Although Maryland and Delaware have anti-discrimination protections in place that do protect against sexual orientation discrimination, the four transgender participants in this series have argued in Part 1 and Part 2 that gender, biological sex, and sexual orientation are completely different categories. Thus, the current statewide LGBT protections do not protect them at all. But Carrie Evans with Equality Maryland says 2013 will be the year when LGBT advocates will get the gender identity anti-discrimination bill passed.
A lot of them plan to, you know, after fighting like hell to help us win marriage in November, will transition and then put that same energy into passing the trans bill.
In Delaware, LGBT advocates are making the same prediction. Steve Elkins is the executive director of Camp Rehoboth. He said his organization has some specific goals in mind to accomplish over the next 2 years.
One of my main concerns is with transgender and gender identity and getting that gender identity added to the hate crimes legislation that we have in Delaware. And then as a next step, to have gender identity added to our employment non-discrimination bill and to make sure that our civil union legislation truly covers gender identity.
Mr. Mills and Allie, two of the four self-identified transgender people we have heard from in this series, weigh in on why the anti-discrimination bill needs to be passed. First Mills and then Allie.
It affects all of us, not only, you know, transgender and non-conforming persons, but it affects all of Marylanders as a whole.
And when he says, well, at least I hope, people were just going to simply not worry about things that don't involve them. As long as it's not hurting somebody else, it's none of their business. I let you live your life, just let me live my life, and I'm not going to bother you. Hopefully one of these days people are going to get to that point.
For Delmarva Public Radio News, I'm Jamila Krempel.